You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's Thursday, October 26th, and welcome to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. Every week, I, John Wall, bring you the latest gaming impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in 15 minutes to fit your busy life. I am so happy to have you here today because on this week's episode, I'm going to be talking about Super Mario Brothers Wonder. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show, which is available on all major podcast platforms, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I would really appreciate it if you left a review while you're there, because that really helps to get the word out about the show. Also, if you would like to chat about today's show or just talk with me about games, you can find me on Twitter, Threads, and Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. Every episode, I open the show by sending out some positive vibes. It's a special shout out to somebody who I admire or appreciate in an attempt to spread some good energy and make the gaming space a little bit more friendly. And this week's positive vibes are going out to Mike Minotti. I have followed Mike for a number of years on Twitter, but became more of a fan of his after hearing him recently on Game Mess Mornings with Jeff Grubb and on the Giant Bombcast. I mean it in the absolute nicest way possible when I say that what I appreciate the most about Mike is his pure and contagious childlike energy when it comes to video games. It's really easy when you get older, and especially for those who've been in the game industry for a long time, to get, you know, jaded and cranky. And let's be real, there are some folks doing games coverage out there who seem like they haven't had any fun since the 90s. But Mike just beams positive energy, whether he's talking about, you know, the GameCube or visiting a Disney park. He just beams this infectious happiness that reminds me of how I felt about games as a kid. I think it is awesome, and I wish we saw more of it in games media. Heck, I wish I got that excited over these things. So, thank you, Mike. I don't know if there's any other video game series that has been responsible for as many of my favorite gaming memories as Super Mario has. From sitting on the living room floor as a kid playing, you know, that original Super Mario Brothers on the NES, to playing Super Mario Brothers 64 for the first time at Toys R Us and it feeling literally like magic, to playing Super Mario 3D World with my wife. It feels like the plumber has been there for basically my entire life. And playing a new Mario game is like getting an IV of just pure joy. Nintendo has that magic something that they put into their games that, quite frankly, no other developer on the planet has been able to replicate. There's just something special about it. And it's been over a decade since Nintendo released a new 2D Mario platformer. The last one was New Super Mario Bros. U on the Wii U, and I enjoyed that game. It was a solid, entertaining platformer. But I think even those that enjoyed the game would probably admit that it wasn't quite up to the same standards as other Mario titles. It was kind of predictable, safe maybe, and while I don't think the art style was bad by any stretch, it certainly wasn't particularly ambitious. Well, I think Nintendo took all of those criticisms to heart, and they saved up every cool idea they've had over those last 10 years, and they poured all of that into Super Mario Brothers Wonder, because this game is absolutely bursting at the seams with creativity, style, and that legendary Nintendo magic. Now, I don't want to be the kind of podcast that looks to spoil the plot of new video games, but listen, Bowser's up to some BS again. This time he has his sights set on the Flower Kingdom, and Mario and his friends need to put a stop to him before it's too late. I know, it's a radical new direction for the series. The cool twist here comes from the wonder powers that are found throughout the Flower Kingdom, and that is what Bowser is after. In fact, this power transforms Bowser himself into a flying fortress. But Mario can use these powers too, and it's when you find the wonder flowers hidden in each level that this game really lets loose, and you can see what happens when the developers at Nintendo stay up all night brainstorming ideas and pounding down Red Bulls into the wee hours of the morning, because things get weird in this game. Anything can happen when you activate a wonder flower, and they rarely do the same thing twice, so nearly every single level in this game has some cool, unique idea in it. In a water level, for instance, it might turn the air above you into water and the water into air. Or it might suck everything in the level up into this big whirling storm where you have to float around, avoiding lightning and floating Koopas like it was the Wizard of Oz. Or there was the time that a level that was full of green pipes suddenly filled with piranha plants popping out of the pipes to sing. They sang through like the whole level. It absolutely blows my mind how each level in this game features some weird acid trip of a twist that will always keep you on your toes. It is just, it's brilliant. And all of these wild imaginative ideas wouldn't be half as effective if they didn't have an art style to back up such a bold vision. Thankfully, the artists at Nintendo have stepped up big time, and this might be my favorite looking Mario game to date. It's not radically different from the way Mario and the company have looked before. You know, the character design is the same, but they have this slightly animated series look now, and the animations themselves are just great. Little touches like the way Mario will lose his hat as he's entering a pipe and then he reaches out to snatch it before coming out on the other side. Or the way he looks while he's running and the facial expressions being so much more emotive. They just really knocked it out of the park with the look of this game. And yes, the new voice actor for Mario does a great job. He's got his own unique spin on it. You can tell it's not Charles Martinet, but it is a good fit for this new version of Mario. Gameplay-wise, they have done a great job of making it feel both very familiar and also introducing lots of cool new touches. There are new power-ups, like the one that lets you shoot bubbles, which you can use either as an attack or bouncing off of them to reach up to new heights. And the super fun Elephant Mario, which you've probably seen in the previews. It is lots of fun to smash through blocks and spray enemies with water from your trunk in this new form. And my favorite addition by far are the badges. You collect these throughout the campaign, and you can switch which one you're using in between levels. And each of these badges gives you a new ability, like automatically getting a power mushroom at the start of each level, or being able to bounce once off of spikes and lava without dying, or the ability to use your hat as a parachute and glide down safely from high platforms. There are loads and loads of badges to collect, and they're great to experiment with and switch back and forth and find the one that fits your playstyle or is advantageous for a certain level. These new additions make this platformer the most fun to play Mario game since probably Super Mario World on Super Nintendo. There's so much more I could talk about with this game. There's the great co-op, which they remove that annoying collision between players, which makes it so much friendlier to play with your friends and family. The online mode, which I haven't tried yet, but I've heard is really great. There's a bunch of fun mini games and so on and so on. It's just all so well done. It's amazing to me that Nintendo has bookended the Switch with one of the best 3D and then 2D Mario games possibly of all time, but they've done it, and kudos to them. I am going to be obsessively playing this game with my wife for a really long time, finding every little secret and collectible hidden in the levels. It's not only easily one of the best games of the year, but it is one of the best Mario games. It made this grizzled 46-year-old feel like a kid again, which is something that I really appreciate more and more the older I get. It's that old Nintendo magic at work again. Next week is Halloween, one of my favorite holidays of the year. I love everything about it. The cold fall air and the falling leaves and the smell of pumpkin spice and apple cider decorating the house with all sorts of creepiness. Ironically, I think that my least favorite thing about Halloween is probably the candy. I've never really had much of a sweet tooth. So my 12-year-old tells me what she wants to dress up for this year. And it's like this pioneer dress that we ordered off of Amazon. But she's going to put on makeup so that it looks like she's like an old-timey ghost, which is cool. And when she's trying it on, I ask her, you know, what are you going to carry around with you for candy? And she says to me, I'm not going trick-or-treating, Dad. I just want to dress up and hand out the candy. And it took me back a little bit. Like, that's it. No more trick-or-treating for anyone in our house. It's done. It's over. I know that probably doesn't seem like a big deal to most of you, but man, it chips away at my heart a little bit each year every time we check off one of these, you know, parts of childhood that's just gone now. You know, trick-or-treating, check. Easter Bunny, check. Santa Claus. One by one, they fall away until one day they're just not kids anymore. You know, they're teens. And then they're adults. And then they're gone. And I know that shouldn't make me sad, but I'm kind of a sap, and it does. Part of me wishes that they could just be little forever. Is that too much to ask? I think subconsciously I probably knew that this was coming this year, and that's why I decided weeks ago that I was going to go all out with the gruesome, bloody Halloween decorations out in the yard. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a crime scene complete with body bags and severed limbs and blood. Because while my kids may have outgrown trick-or-treating, there is no age limit to scaring the crap out of your neighbor kids. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I so appreciate you making time in your day for me. Don't forget you can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. and you can show your support by subscribing and leaving a review. And if you'd like to chat, look for Midlife Side Quest on Threads, Twitter, or Facebook. So until next week, be well and happy gaming.